Mike Love, hey, thanks so much for taking the time to join us.
Hi, Jason. Well, it's always good to be on the air in, well, whenever it is on the air in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, we actually, I think we talked to you on WTOP a couple years ago. I think it was like 2016. You came and did a thing at the Kennedy Center with the NSO. So it's great to talk to you again. A Capitol 4th down on the National Mall for the annual 4th of July concert and fireworks. It's one of the great reasons to live in Washington, D.C. It's to come to this thing. Explain how cool it is that you have John Stamos hosting this year. And he's done some Beach Boys shows with you, right?
He certainly has. John Stamos has been coming out to see us since we did a show on the Monument grounds in 1985. He was Blackie on General Hospital, but now he's more known as Uncle Jesse, of course. And he did a great job last year. He emceed the show, and they asked him back this year, and they asked us back as well, which is great. 2 years in a row on the Capitol 4th. We're really honored and excited.
Well, I mean, Beach Boys music, it just goes perfect with the idea of a patriotic holiday, a nice warm summer night with fireworks. It's perfect for the Beach Boys. What Beach Boys songs might we hear? I know you don't want to spoil everything, but give us a taste.
Well, one of the more interesting things, I think, is we've talked to Jimmy Buffett, who's also going to be on the show, about joining us on our song Kokomo.
Whoa.
And I think he's up for it. I can't be 100% sure until we actually have done it, but if the talk is leading that direction, I think that would be a lot of fun. And, of course, the Temptations are going to be on the show. And we've done concerts with those guys going back for decades, and they are fantastic. I mean, Motown music, I mean, it's unbelievably great. And then the Pentatonix are on the show, too. So, I mean, you're going to have vocal sessions, like, you know, incredible performances, I think, and backed up by the National Symphony Orchestra. How bad can that get, huh?
Oh, it's going to be
wonderful.
It's going to be epic for sure. Explain why you guys chose Kokomo for Jimmy Buffett. I mean, he's got a lot of those island songs, so it's just a natural fit having him singing, you know, Aruba, Jamaica.
I think it makes sense. You know, I think we'll split the leads. Well, I hope, you know, we're going to record our version of it, and then we're going to send it to him just to give him an idea of where we want him to come in. So it's going to be different and fun and unique. And I think that's the great thing about this year's the Capitol 4th. And of course, every year they've done this great celebration of America's Independence Day, and so it's just an honor to be involved.
Yeah, I think Kokomo and Margaritaville go together perfectly. So that's when you're going to be singing with Buffett. What other Beach Boys songs might you guys just sing as your little group?
Well, I think Fun, Fun, Fun is a pretty good one. I Get Around is another good one. But we got several of them to choose from. So it's just up to the producers, you know, what they actually want us to do. We've got a whole bunch of songs, you know, that we're known for. Yeah, but I think I think you'll tune in and you'll be pleased. I think you'll hear some familiar sounds from the Beach Boys.
Absolutely, and I think we also have a Broadway legend and a DC native at the show this year, Cheetah Rivera. She played Anita on the original West Side Story, which I don't know if you knew, Mr. Love, that West Side Story started here in DC before it ever went to Broadway at National Theater.
That's fantastic. I really didn't, but she's an icon, that's for sure. And Cece Wynn's the gospel singer, she's won multiple Grammys. Mm-hmm. She's going to be on it. Renee Fleming is the soprano's beautiful soprano voice, and the violinist Joshua Bell, he's playing with the symphony orchestra. And, you know, it's just going to be a fabulous show. I mean, talk about something for everyone. There's country music, you know, with Luke Combs and Laura Malena. So, you know, there's going to be something for everyone on July 4th to tune in to.
Yeah, it's going to be great. Is it true that that Paul McCartney said God Only Knows is his pick for the best song ever written? And what does that make you feel every time you hear an icon like that hold you guys up in such high regard?
Well, nobody's been more, wonderful about our Pet Sounds album in general and God Only Knows specifically than Paul McCartney. And that's a great honor because I mean, nobody's more prolific and a better songwriter than Paul McCartney. You know? So it's wonderful. We've always had a wonderful, you know, if some people thought it was a rivalry, that's great, but it was more of a mutual admiration society.
Hey, absolutely. If it is a rivalry, that's a healthy one. And I know good vibrations going back and forth in both directions. And you guys just elevated each other's games. I mean, Pet Sounds with Beach Boys and then the Beatles stuff they did. I mean, you guys, it was almost like a one-upsmanship. So I'm glad that rivalry existed, if that's what it was. But
it gave birth to a lot of great stuff. A lot of great things came out of that.
Absolutely.
And that time period, the 60s, was so rich with music. I mean, you know, the Temptations and all of Motown, for instance, along with the Beatles, along with the Beach Boys, a lot of fantastic music. And so we're just thrilled to be able to still have our songs appreciated to this day.
Absolutely. Well, God Only Knows was Paul's favorite. Do you have a personal favorite one?
They're all such great songs, but I think California Girls is incredibly great. I love that song. I think it's fantastic. I wrote all the words, and my cousin Brian did the track with the great musicians in L.A. called The Wrecking Crew. And so, yeah, that's one of my favorites. But there's many, many favorites, you know. Serving USA, Good Vibrations, I Get Around, Fun, 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 Help Me, Rhonda. And, you know, California Girls is right up there, though.
Yeah, I mean, I even like In My Room, I think so underrated. I just love so much. It's funny when we actually talked to Brian Wilson when that movie Love and Mercy came out a couple years ago. Brian was in D.C. and we asked him the same question and he said California Girls as well. So you guys have a consensus there. It is such a great song.
Yeah, thank you.
Speaking of which, what did you make of that movie? Was that pretty accurate? Do you think it'll get a new generation back into you guys' music?
I don't know. It's more like about, you know, Brian and his ups and downs with his psychiatrist and his relationship with his wife and stuff. It's not so much of a documentary of the Beach Boys per se, you know? So I don't know. But we just did an album with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra and, you know, from London. And they did about 14 songs of ours on the album, and it is wonderful. So, like, being with this National Symphony Orchestra this July 4th, it just further perpetuates the variety of ways in which people can appreciate the Beach Boys' music. So whatever my cousin Brian and I did, going back as far as five decades, going forward to, you know, our most recent number one hit was Kokomo. That was 30 years ago. So it's miraculous and wonderful that our music is appreciated as much as it is to this day.
Well, it's just timeless. I honestly think the type of music you guys made, it's just going to be around forever, if you ask me. At least I hope so. it is the perfect summer music, and it works year-round, too. So who is the current group of Beach Boys that's performing? Is Brian going to be there?
No, he does his own thing, and so he had a back operation. I'm not sure how he's feeling right now,
right?
But he just had a birthday. I think it was yesterday, and we we posted a nice little post, a happy birthday post to him. But no, we have separate groups, and we travel. You know, I'm the lead singer of the Beach Boys, going back to the beginning when we started, and of course Bruce Johnston is with us. He joined us to take Brian's place, because Brian actually he quit the Beach Boys touring band in 1964, and Glenn Campbell came in for several months. So so you know, that's been it's, you know, there's been two Beach Boys groups, one in the studio and one on the road, and I've always loved the personal appearance part of it the most.
Absolutely. You get to connect with the fans. And, yeah, the live aspect's got to be great. All right. Well, speaking of which, just sort of in closing, wrapping it up, why should our listeners come on out to the Capitol 4th? It's something they, you know, they can do every year. So I want to make sure that they, you know, why should they not take it for granted and actually make sure they get out there again this year?
No, it's absolutely the best produced, most wonderful show encompassing all kinds of musical tastes. It is really a top-notch situation. We're all blessed. I mean, we're blessed to be a part of it. But if you're able to make it out to the steps of the Capitol, then absolutely do. It's a wonderful evening. And it couldn't be a better show. It's really it got a great tradition, and it's for the greatest cause on earth, you know, Independence Day for the United States of America.
Absolutely. Why not celebrate it with the Beach Boys? That's America's apple pie right there. All right, Mike Love, thanks so much for joining us. You and your band are legends, sir, so it's always a pleasure.
Thank you, Jason. Thanks for having me on TOP.